This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:49 in the morning, this is the Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. Now, Malaysia's 5G rollout appears to have hit a speed bump, as this week it was revealed in a report by Reuters that no telco carriers have signed up to the 5G network to date. Now, Malaysia's 5G deployment is being administered by Digital National Berhad, or DNB. This is a state-owned special purpose vehicle under the Minister of Finance Incorporated. And under the current plan, DNB would hold all 5G spectrum rights, as well as build and maintain the entire network, with operators using the infrastructure to provide mobile services.
So Reuters reported that telco carriers expressed concern over the pricing framework and transparency. There was also the worry that the arrangement would result in a nationalized monopoly of 5G access. So yesterday, DNB told The Edge that negotiations with telcos are ongoing and expects to conclude agreements by early next year. It does not see the delay having any impact on its fundraising efforts to finance the infrastructure rollout. And DNB has said they are on track to launch 5G services in Putrajaya, Cyberjaya, and parts of KL by December this year.
Now, Alexander Wong, managing editor at the tech news portal Soya Chincha, has been following the story, and he joins us on the line to discuss this further. Good morning, Alex. Can we start with maybe getting a quick background on Malaysia's 5G deployment strategy and why this is seen as controversial in the industry?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Well, the previous plan was to deploy 5G through a consortium that's actually led by the private sector. However, under the current administration, like you said, 5G will now be deployed under a single wholesale network that's called Digital National Berhad. So basically, DNB has the spectrum and they'll build a network and provide access to telcos through a wholesale arrangement. When the government announced that it's deploying 5G through DNB, it was a big surprise, as telcos have already made the necessary investments and preparations to roll out 5G. They've already been shouting out loud that, yeah, they're ready to roll out 5G. And suddenly, they have to go through a wholesale agreement. And on top of that, the single network approach is seen to be a risky move, as it could be a single point of failure. According to GSMA Intelligence, several countries have tried it, hoping they'll be doing better than the traditional deployment based on competition. However, they added that countries like Russia and South Africa have abandoned the single wholesale network approach because those that are still alive today are having difficulties.
Now, the Reuters report said that no telcos have agreed to sign up the government's 5G network. It raised eyebrows, given that the rollout is due next month. But DNB has since said that negotiations are ongoing. So why do you think telcos are reluctant to join at this stage?
Well, based on the report, they mentioned that the reluctance was due to transparency and pricing issues. I don't know the exact reasons from the telco, but to me, it's a sign that the telcos are not assured. DNB, like you said, has actually responded yesterday saying that the report is not accurate. They said that they're still finalizing the reference access offer and telcos can sign until the RL is published. So to me, that is a sign that this whole commercial launch will be delayed. Although they aim to have 500 sites ready by end of this year, for consumers like you and me, we probably need to wait some time, which is not certain at the moment.
Meanwhile, the Star paper today reported that the RAO, which is that initial reference access offer which you mentioned, was too simplistic. It didn't offer 5G services that were future-proof for other applications and services, including Internet of Things, machine-to-machine usage. Do you think this is one of the stumbling blocks?
Possibly, because I don't know what's the stand of the telcos, but this whole thing, right, if they want to launch this by December, this should be finalized before that, because I believe if the regulator has approved, they must also finalize access list, which will also have some sort of indication of confirmation from the telcos. So at this stage, it doesn't look promising.
Right. And DNB themselves, they've acknowledged that there are concerns over transparency. They say that they're going to address these concerns. But what details do you think need to be revealed or clarified in order for telcos to be assured that the 5G network is viable for them?
Well, DNB needs to be transparent about the wholesale agreement, especially the pricing to the telcos. And they also need to prove that this model is really cost-effective compared to the traditional model. DNB has said that they will make the pricing public, but it's yet to be revealed. But I think what's important is the assurance that DNB has a strategy to address the concerns of the single wholesale network. Yes, it has risks, but it could work if it has the innovative approach and the mitigation strategies if certain things don't go as planned. As you know, 5G is a very important infrastructure for Malaysia's digital economy. We must make sure that we build it right from the start.
I'm curious though, Alex, I wanted to spend a bit of time on pricing. Because to me, this model 5G take-up or adoption by customers will only fly if the pricing is, if not cheaper or exactly the same as what I'm paying now for my services. So what kind of pricing do you think? What, I mean, how much of a stumbling block is this? Is that why you think the telcos won't sign?
I think the actual pricing of service was one side picture, because DNB has said that they'll be leasing infrastructure for an existing telcos like the physical towers and also their fiber access. So maybe that could be a stumbling block. Maybe they haven't reached agreement in terms of the leasing pricing, because that will affect the overall final price to consumers.
And we do know that there was a trial this week, the 5G multi-operator core network trials. And what do you think that tells us in terms of the government's readiness to launch the 5G infrastructure? Are there any takeaways that we can take away from this trial?
Personally, I think the trials don't really mean much, because telcos have already conducted several multi-operator core network MOCN trials to demonstrate that sharing infrastructure is possible to speed up deployment. I think last year, we have seen similar trials by Celcom and Maxis, TM and U-Mobile. So this technology is proven to work. Right now, 5G is already being deployed in several countries. And what's important now is the actual implementation.
So how would you assess Malaysia's 5G rollout compared to our regional peers? Are we way, way behind?
I would say so, because previously we should be one of the first countries in ASEAN to roll out. In the initial target was to launch 5G in Q3 2020, and that was actually delayed after the change of administration. So like in Thailand, they launched in February 2020. Singapore, they started consumer trial launch in August 2020. And in Indonesia, they also launched recently in July 2021. And what's more important is that the differences of how they roll out, because these countries, right, they have been given the spectrum directly. And one thing about the spectrum is that they can also use it existingly with their 4G services. For example, in Indonesia, Axiata has announced that they're going to use the existing 2G and 3G spectrum to roll out 5G services through the dynamic spectrum sharing. Unfortunately, it was revealed that recently Malaysia has removed the technology neutral aspect of the spectrum. So which means that existing telcos, they can't use the existing spectrum to roll out 5G, and they're only limited to 4G. So that is a stumbling block in terms of the technology.
And I'm just curious, in the event that the single infra model fails in this country, what do we do? Do we go back to the drawing board and reallocate the spectrum based on a beauty competition like what is done in other countries? And how long will it delay our 5G rollout?
Oh, that's a very good question. Because if let's say, okay, by the time we realize that this is not working, right, we think we'll probably incur a loss of cost. And the question is, who's going to take over the infrastructure that's built by DNB? It is possible that maybe the government will have to open the spectrum to other telcos, so that could be a possibility. But all these issues, right, is very risky from the start. That's the reason why the single wholesale network was criticized, because it has proven to be very risky compared to the current model, which is based on competition.
And I guess one final thought from you, Alex. There's been social media backlash against comments or tweets made by government ministers regarding the 5G rollout. What do you make of the public's reaction? And do these gaffes ultimately weaken confidence in the 5G project overall, do you think?
Well, I think like what most of the public were saying, right, from the recent comments made by the minister and also his deputy about 5G, there's a growing concern if the ministers really understand what 5G is all about. 5G isn't about speed to stream your videos in 1080p. It's about low latency, which enables more real-time applications such as autonomous vehicles, robotics, and also it provides higher capacity to support even more IoT devices, which is crucial for applications like smart cities.
Alex, thanks as always for your insights and explanations. That was Alexandra Wong, Managing Editor at the tech news portal Soya Chin Chow, breaking down for us the current progress of our 5G rollout and the kind of challenges that are ahead if we actually want to make the rollout successful.
Yeah, for me, this is overlapping to our plans to be this digital nation, right? But and then we have these My Digital initiatives policies. So everything has to go hand in hand. So a little bit of concern there in terms of the rollout, because every time we are delayed, then does it make our My Digital plans also delayed in turn? And we want to be known as the Asian tech hub, but we don't have 5G services when the rest of our peers have started already. So I think question marks there. But of course, I think DNB will provide clarification, right, in terms of what is going on. I hope so.
That's right. We have reached out to them for comment, and hopefully when the RAO pricing is made public and, you know, when more details are available, we will definitely be continuing this discussion.
Because also the other aspect is for us consumers to pick it up, the pricing just has to be right. It cannot be, in my mind, telco charges are such, people are just getting used to cheaper and cheaper prices. You can't introduce a product where the pricing is just way above what the current level is. Then take up won't be there. And then what's the point in MDA? But of course, a lot of it is for not just us consumers, but for industrial usage too.
That's right. So it is a game changer, but it has to be set up in a way that everybody can partake and benefit from it. Stay tuned for that conversation, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.